Today for Spirit in Action, we'll be listening to a powerful, passionate, and patient advocate for peace, Dr. Helen Caldicott. She spent the last 3 decades alerting folks around the world to the dangers of nuclear war and nuclear power, warning about the psychosis that fuels a suicidal rush toward nuclear proliferation. Dr. Caldicott is a mother, a physician, the world's leading spokesperson for the anti-nuclear movement, co-founder of Physicians for Social Responsibility, and the author of a number of books, including Nuclear Madness, Missile Envy, and The New Nuclear Danger, George Bush's Military-Industrial Complex. She spoke at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire Forum Series on George Bush and the threat of nuclear war on a tragic and fateful day, September 11th, 2001, with nearly everyone still reeling from the attacks on the Twin Towers that morning. She delivered a courageous speech on the life-threatening policies of the USA under the Bush administration. In addition to the words of warning, she delivered encouragement and hope, a call to action to those present to dig deep, find humility, listen to the Spirit, and change the world. Dr. Helen Caldicott in Eau Claire, September 11th, 2001.
I really don't know what to say about today. To use 4 planes full of people as weapons is almost beyond my comprehension. The number of people killed is beyond imagination. The number of families that haven't, their relatives haven't turned up, they knew or they were at the World Trade Center. It's Oklahoma personified by orders of magnitude. Who did it? God only knows. Say it was Osama bin Laden, who apparently said last week that there would be attacks upon Israel and the United States. What do you do? Go and bomb Afghanistan? Kill thousands of innocent people to get one man? You can't do it. How does one retaliate? One can't. What does it say in the Bible? It does say in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth doesn't make you feel any better. And it also says, thou shalt not kill.